Yo, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's musty in here, bro. In 3, 2. Well, 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 aha! If it ain't the boys over at Man to Man Talk Show, about to shoot it, baby. We are live in studio at Dash Radio's headquarters here in beautiful Hollywood, California, man, where the palm trees are out, the sun is shining, and where seasons seem to be non-existent. We appreciate Dash having us, baby. We're about to rock here. It's the Nashville Boys. This is your co-host, Andy Elliott.
Alongside your co-host, Lim, the hoop star, Nash.
Hoop star, what's good, my brother? Man, we wouldn't be here without the Nothing But Net, all things Little Bit of Basketball channel. They're featured on Dash Radio. We've been on their channel for about a year and a half now. And you guys who have given us a listen before, we appreciate y'all rocking with the Ugly Boys. For those who are new, we don't just talk about basketball, although basketball is coming up and we might bounce a little bit more into it. During the offseason, we kind of talk about some modern-day dating world. Like, how do you match someone's energy on a first date? And then should body counts matter when talking to someone new? We try to figure it out, man. We talk about some couch conversations where we tackle real-life problems and issues. Get off that damn phone, Hoopstar. And, of course, a little bit of basketball. Larsa Pippen, I've been trying to slide in the DMs, man. I ain't getting no DM back, brother. Ben Simmons, where's your shot coming from next? If you guys want to get us on social media, throw the Man to Man podcast a follow, man. We got to shout out Zinvo, man. Watch out. Zinvo has created one of the most unique watch faces in thy world with their signature Blade Collection. It's a collection, baby. It's beautiful. It's sleek design with dozens of different colorways to choose from. Liam, what's your favorite color, brother?
I got to go orange out here, man. Orange.
Tennessee orange and orange. White. Go Vols, the Nashville Boys, baby. Orange and white. It's a perfect accessory for a night out or use as an everyday timepiece. We're rocking it. Zinvo Watches. It's a must have. All you have to do is go to ZinvoWatches.com and use our promo code MTM20 at the checkout. That's M as in Motherland, T as in Timothy, M as in Mommy. 20 at the checkout to support our show. That's ZinvoWatches.com. We try to say we bring that Southern hospitality, but we are getting hosted by Dash today. And so we're just trying to bring a little bit of a Southern charm to the West Coast. So we're here now, and it was a challenge sort of getting here, but we are here and we're stoked.
I'm happy to be here. This is the best thing, I mean, for our podcast so far.
Yeah.
So
it's huge. Let's get it. It's huge, baby. We are here. It was a long week of traveling for me. I was in West Palm Beach. My mom runs the skincare business, and I'm like their social media guy. I've learned so much about women in the past year than I ever have in my entire life. Don't know if that's a good or bad thing. We went down for a skincare convention. I took a social media class, learned how to kill it on TikTok and Instagram. But now we're here. Back to the 615. I've just taken a lot of plane flights, and we're here now. But that being said, it is the month of October, probably my favorite month of the year. It's hot in here, brother. I love Halloween, man. It's probably my favorite holiday of the year, you know, but it's a month filled with prosperity, wealth, fertility, and happiness. Stay strapped, my hoop star. It's filled with Oktoberfest beers, German-style beers, pumpkins. Real quick, how many words or things or phrases can you think of with the word pumpkin in it?
I got to say, first thing is pumpkin, right? Can you give me pumpkin?
I give you pumpkin.
Pumpkin seeds?
I give you pumpkin seeds, yeah.
Roast them in the oven, get them nice and toasty, eat them, nice little snack.
Okay.
What about pumpkin pie? Thanksgiving, my favorite pie out there. Let's get one time.
We got a pumpkin pie.
You give me pumpkin pie. Little thing I learned about, a little pumpkin spice latte.
You got from, this pumkin pie latte.
From a little Starbucks. PSL? Yeah, PSL, a okay. Little Starbucks.
Okay.
Let's get one of those. Pumpkin bread. Pumpkin we got bread? Some pumpkin bread out there. Pumpkin cheese, because I feel like you could just say pumpkin in front
of
anything.
Are you reading the pumpkins? Because we got a little list right here, man. Okay.
Pumpkin in front of anything just works.
Pumpkin cologne, dude. We saw one dude on the corner right here drinking pumpkin cologne, man. It's fucking nuts, dude. You dressing up for Halloween, my brother?
Nah. See, this is the thing about...
He said no.
This is the thing about Halloween, man. I don't think I dressed up for Halloween for since I've been like 10, 11, 12, that area.
Who hurts you, brother?
Nobody hurt me. It's just when I think of Halloween, it's just not that thing for me. I'm not dressing up. The last time I dressed up, I put a baseball cap on to a college party and said, let me in. I'm a baseball player.
But you didn't have a bat or anything?
No, just a baseball. I'm a baseball player. They can't deny me for that. So what's good?
All right. Well, I don't know, man. Halloween, like I said, it's one of my favorite holidays of the year. I might dress up as a toilet, brother. Someone said on thou face. Let's get it, Mike. Guy, we're cringe today. It's Man to Man Podcast. It's the Nashville Boys. We can't call ourselves a podcast on the radio. Shout out Dash Radio, baby. Prepping for LA, man.
It was a whole situation.
It was a prepperooski, dude.
Yeah.
We kind of had this in the works for about 6 weeks now. We were supposed to be out here last week, and then Paris Hilton had a little shit. I don't know if it was like an NFT digital thing here, Roblox thing at Dash Radio. Nonetheless, she said, hey, MTM boys, we'll see you later, dude. But now we're here, man. But yeah, we had to change a few things up, flights, Airbnbs. This Airbnb that we're in was a little sketch.
Let's go ahead and break it down a little bit about how sketchy this place was.
So the Airbnb that we originally had reserved, it's the same guy, but different units. And so we're like, okay, cool. You know, nice style. Let's just get the same guy. We've been talking to him for a minute. We pull up to the gate. I guess it's like a gated community. Right. It's a private residential place. We pull up to the gate and the security guard, and we're like, hey, dude, we got an Airbnb reserved. He said, dude, if you would have told that to the next security guard, he wouldn't have let you in. You guys would have been kicked out, and you guys would have been evicted, and lost all of your money. And so we're like, well, thank God you got the beanie on in 80 degrees. And
I might throw him a little hondo piece after we leave.
So we're pretty much not supposed to be in this place that we're staying at. Something about how you can't slam the doors too loud. There's neighbors right next door. We got some friends coming in this weekend, man. So I know y'all are motherfucking wild. Let's relax a little bit. I think a little 10 p.m. curfew. We'll see what happens. But nonetheless, we're here, man. The Nashville Boys are here. And it's funny because last time I was here, man, was around this time last year, my young soldier. A couple things happened to the boy, man. A couple things. I got kicked out of the house that Michael Jackson overdosed in. I took out a wannabe Instagram influencer model, whatever you want to call that, to the San Diego Zoo. That was a nightmare, brother. And then me and my friend got pulled over by the Kizops after smoking a little jizzoint. And we somehow got away with it, even though she had forgotten her own age at the moment.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, let's stop because we've talked about the Michael Jackson. If you're new listening to us, we talked about this last year when it happened. And the first thing that I just think about when you bring it up, I'm scared for you almost because it's Michael Jackson. He overdosed in the house. I ain't going into no house. Anybody dying, anybody got murdered in, I'm cool. I'm not going in.
I feel
in.
Like you would have gone, brother.
I'm not going in nowhere. Nothing like that. Just keep me on the street. I'll sleep on the street.
Should I tell the story?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Break it down.
Griff, you want me to tell the story, brother? All right, let's tell the story, man. So anyways, the people that are coming to visit us this weekend, I went to go visit them last year for a multitude of different reasons. I was going through a phase, brother. And we're in San Diego. I got there on that Monday. We have a friend that lives in Beverly Hills. We went to go visit her on that Friday. She's a Masaruski and some 65, 7-year-old. I mean, skin was flapping, brother.
I mean, 65 is good.
Skin was flapping. I said, okay, let's roll with the flow. I really ain't got no other option besides to go to Michael Jackson's crib. So we get there, and I'm coming in with, like, you know, there's a gated community. It's in Beverly Hills right here. I'm coming in with a clip of Coors. If anybody doesn't know what that is, we did it in college a lot because we were broke. It's a 24-ounce packs, or I guess 3 24-ounce a pack of Coors Light. I'm coming in. Say what's up to the security guard. We're hanging out in this guy's
probably
bar.
Not the most expensive beer you can get out there on the market.
I felt ratchet. Yeah.
No free advertisement for Coors.
No free ad. And we're hanging out in this guy's bar room, man, for about an hour and a half. This is an important part of the story. This guy was a Clemson grad, so we did a lot of Clemson memorabilia in thy bar room. And about an hour in, dude, we're, you know, 5 or 6 shots deep. What's up, guys? How's it going, brothers? And so we're 5 or 6 shots deep And then he starts taking jabs at me, man. And he's like, hey, who is this little scrub that brought the clip of Coors in? I said, I'm the scrub, brother. And I said, hold up, man. Why are you jabbing at me? I feel embarrassed. I started taking jabs back. I said, my young brother, or old, what year did you graduate, dude? Room got silent, kicked my ass out after staring at my soul, staring through my soul for like 10 seconds. He said, you get the fuck out of here. I said, bet, I'll take my six pack with me or clip of Coors with me, whatever. Six pack clip, we're all getting hammered off Coors. So no more, I guess no more Michael Jackson this year. I don't know.
If I ain't going. You can go back if you want to, but me, I ain't coming with that power.
Maybe we dress up and then throw some clip of Coors at the house. I don't know.
Maybe a little TP, a little TP.
Yeah. I'm wiping, dude.
We've been out here now for a couple of days. I've been out here a couple of times now. This is, I guess, your first official trip to LA. Staying in LA, not
we're,
San Diego.
We're in La Brea.
Yeah. La Brea area. Would you ever move out here? That's a real question. You feeling the vibe out here? You move out here?
Yeah, I'm waving at everybody, man. I'm loving the moment. I probably wouldn't move out here. It's hot, dude. Like I said, I mean, the palm trees are out, but seasons seem to be non-existent. Everyone out here, Griff, right, is moving to Nashville. There's a lot of people moving to Nashville. I love Nashville. It's a comfortable spot. It's about 50% less expensive living in Nashville than Los Angeles. If I got a good job, I'd probably be out here. Dash Radio, I got my resume, my brothers. Looks like y'all need a little staff accusation right here. But yeah, I'm here, man. I don't think I'd ever move out here. We did some sightseeing today, but you know, I don't know. I don't think I'm moving out here, brother.
I was gonna say I love the weather out here. It's a little hot in the studio
it's
here.
It's musty, brother. But are you hot right now?
I'm hot.
Yeah, I'm hot, lit. I'm lit, dude.
I'm hot. But the weather out here is something crazy because when I first came, you know, we were, you know, checking the weather of what should I pack. Boy, it's 70 and sunny the entire week. I don't got to change no outfit out here.
We got the Jeep Wrangler drop top, too, dude. Yeah, it feels nice, man.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like the weather out here for me is pitch perfect. I love sunlight. If you know me, anybody actually really knows me, I always have the phrase, you know, natural light is the good light. It warms the soul. It's good for the soul. So The sunlight, the weather is perfect out here. I don't know if I'm really jiving with the,
it's dicey out here, bro.
It's weird, man. It's just a different just whole atmosphere, I guess, is the biggest
That's
thing.
Dicey. I mean, I probably live in the hills, though. I mean, shit, there's some
driving through the hills this morning. I'm with it.
You never know, man. We're on Hollywood right now. Like I said, you got one dude drinking cologne in the corner, and then you got some other people wiggle dicking around here. I might wiggle dick for a meal, but I don't know if I'm, you know, I tried that anyways. So we're both agreeing on living in Nashville, or are you out here?
No, I'm not out here. The weather, if we had this weather in Nashville, You could just put me in the coffin there. I'm good as gone.
Everyone's moving to Nashville, man. Shout out 615. Shout out to Nashville people out there. Thanks for the support, man. It's Man to Man Podcast out here in Dash Radio. I guess we're going to talk a little bit about dating. And dating in Nashville. That's what we do.
Besides basketball.
Yeah, besides basketball. And we're in our mid-20s, man. We always try to figure it out. Shoot, we still ain't figuring it out, man. We ain't got no girls. But that being said, dating is hard in Nashville. And I'm not sure what it's like out here in LA. But dating is hard in Nashville for a couple of reasons. One, there are a bunch of bachelor parties. And you got a bunch of people visiting Nashville that don't live in Nashville. Two, you got somebody that's saying, hey, I'm an aspiring musician or someone just doing their thing, man. They ain't got time to hang out with the companion. I do, brother. Or three, you've got somebody that's saying, hey, screw you. I'm going to Broadway. So Broadway is like, I mean, we're locals, right? So if we had to like describe Broadway, it's a place like a Bourbon Street or maybe like a West Hollywood area. It's a very touristy sightseeing place to go. Nonetheless, motherfucking lit, but we ain't going there as locals, and we took a poll to Instagram.
We took a poll.
We took the poll to Instagram, brother. For the people out there that answered on the poll on Instagram, saying we asked, "How would you describe Nashville?" For the locals out there, we got a couple here: regrets, tourists, sweaty, redneck central, lots of vomit, but still somehow thy good time. Blackout Central. Come on, brother. Let's drink. Pedal taverns, party buses, a simulation, an adult zoo, a mosh pit of basic bitches and wannabe cowboys. That was a little harsh. It's just, yeah, it's wild, man. Someone's throwing up every single weekend on Broadway. Also, you know a girl's not from Nashville when she's wearing, like, booty jean shorts, I guess a white t-shirt, crop top. You got the cowgirl boots. You got the cowgirl hat, man. Hello, cowgirls. Nice to meet you. So, yeah, I mean, dating is weird in Nashville, man. I got a chick's number, lady, female, lady, bro. I don't know what we're called. Lady, bro. We'll stick with lady, bro. Lady, bros.
Lady, female. Lady, female.
Okay, lady, female's number probably about a month ago, man. And, you know, played my game nice. And then I asked her what she was doing on a Friday night. And she was just like, I'm not interested on Broadway. All I said was, what are you doing? But Broadway got on me. So, yeah, that's what's up. It's elite, man. So we're praising and shouting out Nashville. But, if you're looking for a relationship, man, it's probably not the best place to be. So,
but that's the thing about Broadway for me as a local.
But you're not in Nashville. You're in it, but we'll see you soon.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's for locals. Broadway, you don't go to Broadway. We just don't go. I need my midtime bar. I need all of that. I mean, the only thing that really is attractive about Broadway is one night. And if any of my friends coming in town, I got you for one night.
Right,
I can do my Saturday night, get crazy, but I ain't doing the multiple days and none of that anymore.
I mean, we've gone to Broadway, but the pickleback shots must be there, brother.
So all those answers from Broadway are true. It is a simulation out there.
It's a simulation. What about out here, dude?
Yeah, I was going to say, so we were preparing for the trip, like you said, like for a good six weeks. And you know, we got to find something to do out here. And my man over here, you changed your Bumble location three.
I'm on that travel mode, baby.
That was a month ago. Do we got any plays out here? What's good?
My guy's asking if we got any plays out. Griff, we got any plays out here? What's up, guys? How's it going? I had one match with this chick, probably 6 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, because I ain't really had no plays since. And she came at me asking how I would title the current chapter of my love life. Does that make sense? Chapter of my love life. I said, no more chlamydia, my brother.
That's wild.
She was thrown.
They got help for you out here. I know we see some signs.
Mom, I'm sorry if you're watching. I told you I went to go take a COVID test like 2 months ago. I had chlamydia.
Yeah, they got some help. We're gonna hit the little station leave on Monday.
Can the people outside hear us? Okay, stay strapped, man. It's wild out here, brother. We ain't got no more clap, dude. That shit pissed me off, man. Okay, but no, it's all right, man. I mean, all the girls that you see on these dating apps and whatnot, especially out here, they, number one, have their Instagram bios in their Bumble, or their Instagram handle in their Bumble bio.
Right,
makes sense. Like 75%. It's just another app. They don't even got the damn app downloaded. They just got a profile. It's a bunch of girls that go to UCLA that are Instagram models, that are just models, that are in talent, that are publicists, PRs, you name it. But we got a couple. I think we got maybe a couple plays, man.
But this is the thing. For me, yeah. I'm the complete opposite. I have never downloaded Bumble, Nut Tinder. I'm not that type of guy. I'm not the social media. I'm more organic.
We should have just added both of us. And we're like, yo, we're on Bumble.
Yeah. Me and you. Man to man guys are here.
Man to man Bumble.
But I think it's so much easier to go out. So we looking for somewhere to go, if you got any ideas.
We looking for somewhere to go. And but I guess we're the tourists, so we want to hit a Broadway spot.
Yeah, we want to go to, you know, maybe a more popular spot. But I think it's so much more authentic to meet somebody and talk to them that way. But yeah.
I don't know, man. We
got some plays at least. You've been on there.
We got some plays. Here's the thing that I'll say about like online dating apps. I feel like everyone was on it during COVID.
Right.
Obviously, when you're traveling somewhere, you might throw an online dating app and just go travel mode. But I like, you know, we talk about meeting people organically. Now that we're all out and can do something, I like to meet people organically. I don't know if people like to meet thyself organically. Met this one chick, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, about a month ago.
So you are meeting people organically, is what you're saying.
Yes, brother. I got a little
split?
Bit of game.
Is it 50-50
you know
split?
No.
Is it 50-50
no.
split or 75-25?
I'd say 80-20.
80-20 authentic.
Yeah. I'm not scrolling, though.
There you
know
go.
What I'm
okay,
saying.
Okay,
I'm not
I feel
scrolling.
You, I feel you. I feel
yeah, I mean, yeah, just there's just multiple situations like that where you get a chick's number. Okay, I guess for this one example, I got this chick's number. I texted her. She didn't text me back. My game was smooth.
That's what you think.
That's what you think. And she didn't text me back. Then I looked at her IG, and this is a girl that has like 10,000 followers on Instagram. So my question to you, the I hoop, is the more followers the girl has on Instagram, the higher standards they have? Question mark.
Yeah, I think so, because if you look at it in the big picture, if you're already going in that direction of having a social status of having followers or whatnot,
yeah,
you have to put on that persona. So if your significant other, the person that you might be interested, can't match you on that level.
Well, if they're in social media or something like that, I don't know, dude.
But Instagram model doesn't want to date a non-popular dude. He doesn't, that Instagram.
A popular man.
That Instagram model ain't going to, you know, date Joe Blow from the block. You know what I mean? Cologne sniffing motherfucker over there. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, it does matter. It does definitely matter. But they got to be, they have to have realization. They're not like a superstar yet. They ain't got millions of followers. But like once you hit 10K, your mindset does change a little bit on social media.
It does, man. Social media, different reality. My game was good though, man.
You said you meet organically. You have any pickup line? Right, what was the go-to pickup line?
So here's my pickup line. Hey, where'd you get that at?
What you mean? Get what?
That smile.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on. That's a good one. She said, I had braces for 4 years. I said, okay, what's the number, though?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, that's the girl talk, man. We'll probably try to do some organic stuff, man. We're doing it all out here. That being said, we're trying to get the 10K on IG. Shout out Man to Man Podcast. Griff got us a million on one of our TikToks. So we're trying to, I guess, hit another million on TikTok. It's all about numbers in this day and age, which is sad, but it is what it is. Okay, appreciate you guys rocking with the Man to Man Boys. We're live in studio at Dash Radio in beautiful Hollywood, California. What's goody out there? Appreciate y'all rocking with the boys, man. Hey, this second half of this episode is brought to you by none other than Prize Picks, man. Liam, do you like to gamble and make some money, brother?
Yeah, I would say I've been labeled as the degenerate of my friend group. My mother even asked me about my betting status. Yeah, have I lost or anything or what?
You got a problem, but that's okay because it ain't a problem if you're making money, man. Shout out Prize Picks. Stop using BetMGM, you little rascal. Prize Picks, man, go check them out. It's a daily sports betting app, the best daily sports betting app on thy market. We all use Prize Picks. We love it. You absolutely will too, brother, especially considering Prize Picks is matching any first user deposit up to $100. It's free money and you can turn it into big cash with the right bets. All you got to do, man, there's this promo code with these ads, right? You got to use
What's that promo code for
What's
us?
That promo code?
Give it to him.
Give
it to
him. Give the promo code. It's MAN. That's all it is. M-A-N, non-case sensitive. That means it can be uppercase, it can be lowercase, it can be diagonal, my young soldier. Promo code MAN. Go check it out. When you're signing up, use promo code MAN, and they'll match up to $100 on your first deposit. They literally have bets on your first deposit of Patrick Mahomes over 0.5 passing yards.
Let me take it.
Hammer it. So Prize Picks, man. Go check them out. We appreciate Prize Picks. Also the official sponsor of the Atlanta Braves and Atlanta Falcons. Matt Ryan, probably retire, man. Okay, cool. Second half. Appreciate you guys rocking with it. Man to Man Boys are here in Dash Radio, man. So, second half, we're going to talk about some NBA previews. Obviously, we are on the basketball channel, but before that, we will have our trivia question of the week, play some fun games, and some couch conversation, which is what we will be doing right now. Laybacks, relax, and enjoy the rest of the episode. All right, we're going to talk about being on your phone too much and when it becomes overly excessive. We always try to pick one of these topics to talk about each week, something that we can relate to, something that a lot of other people can relate to as well. So the question is, it's an open question. When should you stop using your phone? I'll go first and I'll just say a little example about myself. Obviously, I mentioned earlier, I was in West Palm for a social media class. I do social media for my mom's skincare business. Shout out the Brazilians and laser hair removals. But I'm always on social media, and I do social media for our podcast, Man to Man. Shout out Griff for helping me out on that hoop. We'll let you stay in the passenger seat. But
man,
that's
throwing shots at me, man.
Hey, we're all good at something over here, dude. I'm not even that good at it. We try to figure it out, though. But yes, that is the question, man. So I know that for me, being social media is somewhat of my side job. I'm always checking my phone. I always had that habit of checking my phone, especially when I'm in social settings with a group of people. And I might not be in the conversation because, hey, not everyone wants to talk to me all the time. So I'm always like checking my phone, even if I don't have a notification or anything on my phone. Oh, what is this? Let me just buy some time, check my phone. I'm sure a lot of other people have done that. In a friend setting, a social setting, if you're in a business setting or like a Zoom meeting, you have your phone up there. You're just ready for it to, you know, come out and stay alive. And your phone is just there, man. It kind of controls our lives, especially with everything being digital nowadays and print kind of being a dying art. But that's kind of the open question. And that's my experience being on my phone. That's what I've found to, I'm somewhat addicted to my phone.
Well, see, that's the thing. I think this is why this works so much between me and you, because we're very similar in a lot of aspects of what we do and how we do it. But there's also big, like, opposite ends of how we do it. Because I'm the exact opposite. I don't. You see that sweat dripping down my face.
My guy is sweaty.
But we're complete opposites in that term. And you're always on your phone. I'm the complete opposite. I have so much, you know, I have 1,000 messages on my phone that I just haven't checked.
I text Liam probably 10 times a day with no text back.
And so for me, I'm not a social media guy. I'm not on my phone. And it's just not a thing that it's like, it's almost like a habit of people checking their phone. And it's not the same for me. If it's important enough, people know by now, you call me, you get the job done, we'll have a conversation.
Right.
And it's so much easier that way. But the whole social media, the whole texting, the whole, you know, making sure I'm looking good, doing what I'm doing, whatnot, it's just not me. That's just not my style.
Okay. Well, I salute you, dude. I salute you.
You salute me on that?
I guess I'll salute a soldier, right? Everyone's got a little soldier in them, man. We got some fascinating facts about Americans and smartphones. There are 294.15 million smartphone users in America. Most mobile users check their phones up to 63 times a day. You said you checked your phone twice right before we came here. That's incredible. Americans spend an average screen time of 5.5 hours on their mobile phones daily. And then social media is responsible for 2.5 hours of global internet time. So that's me. I probably check my phone like 100 times a day. Those are the facts, man. And we know a lot of people can relate to it. And that is our story, and that is your story.
I will say, though, I do find myself falling into this trap of almost being on my phone, because everybody does it. At least for me, I wake up every morning, and what do? I turn my alarm off. And what's my alarm? It's my phone.
Yeah.
My phone is my alarm, so I roll over, and I will be trapped in that circle of spending 5 to 10 minutes right when I wake up, checking my phone, Instagram, make sure, you know, Snapchat, I ain't got no Snapchats. Twitter, I got a couple burners out there. You never know the burners out there.
I got the frying pans.
See if I got any, you know, hits on my burners out there. Shout out Twitter. I love the fact that you can have some burners.
Katie over there, bro.
But if you do have, you know, if you find yourself falling into this trap, I got some things that at least I've been doing a little bit just because I'm not on my phone as much and it might help you. Maybe turn off the notifications. You got Facebook notifications. You got Twitter notifications, Instagram, Snapchat. Maybe turn a couple of them off so you're not always every single time something buzzes, you're looking at it.
Yeah.
Maybe I just learned about this. You taught me about this, but the raise the wake.
Yeah.
Turn that off. So when you pick up your phone, it just doesn't, you know, show your screen and all the notifications you might miss, because that's, you know, allows you to spend even more time. And then do not disturb is my favorite feature.
Oh,
I go to sleep.
That is my worst enemy.
I put that on there every time I go to sleep. So if you hit me up during the middle of the night, I am not answering nothing. I don't even know that you hit me up.
I know that firsthand, man. I'll tell you, yeah, everyone checks their phone, dude. I mean, I'll check my phone. You check it for 5 minutes or so. I'm on my phone like 15 minutes. We're just trying to make sure we ain't getting canceled for no reason over here. We couldn't get canceled even if we tried. Okay, so that's the smartphone. So that's our open-ended question, man. Are you concerned about it? Or have you accepted mobile phones as a necessary evil?
Necessary evil. You fucked that up.
All right, we're going to do that again. So that's the open question, man. Are you concerned about it? Or have you accepted mobile phones as a necessary evil?
Yeah.
That is the question.
I got a question for you. Do you play games on your phone now? Because I remember when I was little, I would play some games like Snake, you know, on the Nokia, T-Mobile, Nokia, whatever. Play games on your phone nowadays? Is that a thing for you?
I don't think I play games on my phone.
Because I feel like that could also
it might be like a flirtatious way, like send the 8-ball pool to somebody.
Yeah. I remember that when that was a big thing, but like now it's not that big of a
thing. Good Lord.
Hello, little mama.
What's up out there? We're on Hollywood, man. We're playing with our phones. Wait, you had a bet though. So Liam had a bet. What was the bet? Right before we came here, you said we were going to switch phones.
Yeah. So when we're going out tonight or in the next couple of nights, you know, over the weekend, I think the bet should be to help, you know, not feel like you have to check your phone. Let's switch phones when you
switch
go out.
Phones.
Because if you have my phone and somebody hits me up, probably 50% of the time you won't know who that is unless it's somebody that you already do know, like a mutual friend. Other than that, I know, at least for me, somebody hits you up unless it's somebody I know. I ain't hitting up Joe Blow from the block. I ain't hitting up Shorty Jessica or somebody. I'm not texting her back. I'll maybe look and see who it is, but it's not like that, you know.
That's a no-go for me. I would never switch my phone with anybody.
Damn, I was going to try to get you.
So turn off the notifications, disable Raise the Wake, and use the Do Not Disturb button as much as possible. And we're not talking about, you know, during your work time or work day. Everybody got to use their phone. Maybe when going out or in a social setting, because we've talked about it, we don't need to see all the songs from the live concert that you go to. And I'm one to blame as well, but just kind of seeing what you're doing on an everyday social life setting. We ain't got to see it. Okay, cool. Start, bench, cut, baby. Start, bench, cut is a game that we play where we put up three options from one category. Griff plays with us. Shout out JP for not being here. JP, what's good, brother? Start, bench, cut. You can listen and kind of give us your takes when we get back home. So the first one is bar population. You guys will understand what we're doing here in a second when we explain it. Here's the situation. You've had a long week at work. It's time to go have a couple of Teddy Brewskis with some friends, maybe on Broadway, and put the worries aside for a moment. So the three options here. Do you want that bar to be A, totally empty besides your group, B, 50% capacity, or C, full-blown Joe or whatever the hell you're saying over there at full capacity, 100%. That shit is banging, soldier.
Yeah, so
start, bench, cut. You put one, you start one, it's your favorite, bench one, you got it in the back pocket, then you throw one, you're never doing it.
Right. I like this one just because it makes you think a little bit, and I think we might have actually very different opinions on this, because if I'm walking to any bar and it's just dead and it's just me and the bartender, A, it's too late, I shouldn't be going there, or something's wrong and this bar is just not the one to be at. It's not popular or something. And then I might have to admit I have a problem if it's, you know, a popping bar and I just walking in there at close and be like, hey, bartender, can I get me one to go?
Just one to go.
So I don't know about that. So I'm going to definitely cut that one. That ain't my style. I'm not an empty bar type of guy. So my biggest thing, I like a good night out. If you know you're going to a bar and that thing is rocking 100% capacity, it's just a good time, you know, up and down the boulevard.
Right.
You're going to have a good time. I need that in my life. So I got to start 100%. 50% is good. You know, it's a casual Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night. Having a good time, it's a good place to be because it's 50% capacity. And I fit in. I'm not overly, you know, I'm not alone. I don't look like an alcoholic or anything. Yeah. And I'm not just raging for no reason. I'm fitting in for 50%. So that's got to go on my bench. I got to have that one in my back pocket. What you got for this one?
So you start in full capacity.
Yeah, that one night. And I
just
full capacity,
night.
You know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. No. One good night, full capacity. That is the best place and best way to
take. He trying to take the pickleback shots. Okay, so starting full capacity.
What you got though?
50% on bench, and then throwing away empty. Okay, this is a good one, man. You Nashville people know what's good, man. We like to get a little rowdy. I'm an only child. I get FOMO. I still wish I was in college, even after 5 years. It's fucking nuts, right? I'm kidding. That's a joke. Maybe I'm a Pisces. We don't lie. So I got to go 50% capacity and putting it as my starter right now.
50% right away.
Solely because I just said, you Nashville people know what I'm talking about. We do it every single weekend. My mom is concerned. Sorry, mom. So that being said, I've just been doing full capacity, you know, and it's not even the Broadway. There are other places like Midtown, Demumbrium that hits that full capacity, and people know that those are the bars to hit to. besides Broadway.
Right.
I've been hitting that too much, man. I've been hitting it, man. Shout out security guard out there keeping us safe, dude. We appreciate it. So I gotta, you know, I've been doing that too much. So my life right now, I need some 50% capacity. It could be on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or if it's on the weekend, let me just go somewhere. Even Grip, man, I'll go over to Lishy. You guys are fun to hang out with because you guys like to hit little dive or hole in the,
hole
in the wall bars over in East Nasty. And it's like a 50% capacity. I like that, man. I've been doing it too much. It just depends where I'm at. I will say on that, there's one exception. If I'm out here in Hollywood, I'm trying to get full capacity out.
Maybe. Not even full capacity. People, we're talking about full capacity drinking limits. I need to be at the very tip top before drinking start being this homeless guy right here on the street throwing up.
Shout out to the pumpkin cologne, man. So 50% capacity, I'm starting it. I'll do full capacity as my bench player. And then I don't want to be anywhere where it's empty because that's just, I'm a people person, man, only child. And I like going to places where it's empty, but it's not really my vibe. I'm always on my phone when it's an empty bar.
Right, right.
So,
well, I got one for you here. Okay, so say we do get out, you know, go out for a good night. Growing up, you know, we always would sleep over at each other's houses, you know.
And yeah.
I got one for you then.
What's up?
If you are going out, had a good night, you're at your 100% capacity,
mm-hmm,
bar and liquored up maybe.
Yep.
Where do you want to sleep at your boy's crib?
Okay.
Are you going couch? Are you going to the air mattress? You got to, you know, blow that shit up and whatnot. Or are you going recliner? What's your start bench comfort for that?
Like a love sofa?
Nice recliner. You
like a love seat?
You're pulling the lever back, feet up.
Pull it back.
Yeah, what you got there?
Dang, son. Let's get dicey in here, brother. It's hot. All right, cool deal, brother. Couch, air mattress, recliner. Man, this might be contrary to popular opinion, man. I'm doing air mattress. I'm putting it as my A1 starter. I would put couch as a starter, but the only reason why I'm not putting couch as a starter is because, hey, my boys out there, man, all of our asses have been on that couch. I don't know if your butt ass, naked ass has been on that couch. What you doing on that couch with that Playboy magazine? You never know, man. Couches can be comfortable and they can just be super not comfortable, even if you are just liquored up or anything like that. I like the air mattress because a lot of people don't really use an air mattress. Let me blow it up. I get on the air mattress. You know, I'm 99 Google Gaga type shit, dude. So I got to start air mattress and, you know, it's comfy. I'll put it away or whatever, you know. I'll blow it up, put it away. Couch, putting it on the bench. Love seat, that's only for game days, or it's for my grandfather, man. Shout out, Grandpa, man. Love you, RIP.
So I'm going to stop you there and say, at least for me, air mattress is just too much damn work. Because if I'm having a guest over, I'm going to have to blow that shit up, get the sheets, get the blankets, get everything. And then when you leave the next
day... Unless you have a good host.
If you leave the next day, you are not, you know, getting all that air out of that bitch. I'm the one sitting on my hands and knees getting all the air out.
But you started though.
No, that is going away.
You're a terrible guest. If Griff, what about you? You ever slept on an air mattress and just left it there? No, probably not.
Yes. Yeah, the Griff.
Are you serious?
Griff knows. He doesn't do that shit. Nobody does that shit.
I'm not just leaving the air mattress blown, dude.
So we're cutting that. We're cutting the air mattress.
All right.
I'm going to go, where it's totally different. I'm starting the recliner. The recliner is the best part. It is just easy. You sink in everything. Couch, you don't know if the couch is long enough. You don't know any of that. If I'm 6 foot. If it's a two-person couch, I got my knees to my fucking chest all night. It's not comfortable. If the couch is good and long, three-person, four-person couch, I can sit on there for sure. So,
and then it's got a little musty action.
Okay. Maybe a little musty, but you know, if I'm drunk enough and got enough alcohol in my system, I don't give a damn what that couch smells like.
We don't give a damn, baby. All right, cool. Star bench cut. That's what's up.
Yeah, for sure. But we'll throw that on social media. You let us know what that is.
Let us know, man. We got some boring answers, man. Let us know. Social media, man to man podcast on dads. I'm broken. Kawhi, where are the batteries?
Yes. All right. So trivia question for this week, guys. Let's get right into it. We are out in LA. We got to show the people you can answer trivia questions right. All right.
Trivia question, baby.
All right. So let me get this one for you. the longest shot in NBA history. I need the distance and maybe who made it. Distance and, the player. And the player who shot it. I already know we out in LA. It's a little hot in here. We've been, you know, we've been maybe sipping a little bit, but what?
I've been sipping. I know you need a hint.
You definitely need a hint.
I will take my hint and I'll ask the question if it's, by the way, you guys have kept up with our trivia questions. I'm like 2 for like 50 now.
Pretty close.
But people love the trivia questions on TikTok, Man of a Podcast. Okay, cool. My question first is Eastern or Western Conference?
So I'll start and I'll answer two questions. Right, I'll give you two hints right off the bat.
My young brother.
I got you. He's retired. So he is no longer playing in the NBA, but did play mostly in the Western Conference.
Western Conference. Can I get one more question?
One more.
This is just one more hint.
Yeah. We gotta get you a right answer out here in LA, man.
I'll give you some hints. I'll retired in Western Conference. That could be 1,000 people.
Yeah. Oh, so it's a well-known team. I'll even give you the team because I don't even think you can get it with the team.
I can maybe get it with the team.
All right. You want the team?
Is it either the Lakers or the Warriors?
Warriors is the longest shot.
Okay. So I got the team retired before two. Okay, I guess I can't ask you anymore.
That's all you get.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get dicey in here, brother. All right, longest shot, distance, and player, man. We got to go. I'm either thinking like a Steph Curry. Chef it up for me, Steph. I'm maybe thinking about a Monte Ellis.
That's a good. Well, Steph Curry's retired, or not retired, so that's not right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Steph Curry
Monte
is
Ellis
not retired.
Monte Ellis is a good one.
Oh, you're totally right. I'm thinking about maybe like a Steven Jackson.
That's a good one. Also, not correct on that.
Damn, longest shot.
Think same era as Steven Jackson, though.
Same era,
same team, same, you know, Monte Ellis, those guys.
Baron Davis.
My guy got it right. Is that right? Yes, sir.
Let's go, baby. Hollywood. All right, so I got one of the. So Baron Davis.
Yeah. What's the distance on?
How? What's the length of a full NBA court?
I mean, it's like 100 feet.
100 feet, okay.
Like 92 feet or something.
Shoot, dude. 92?
Nah, he shot it from out of bounds. That wouldn't even count.
Oh, I'm sorry. 90?
Close. Maybe one less. 89 feet.
Let's go, baby. Baron Davis, longest shot, dude. Congrats. He's probably got like an award or something.
He probably got that plaque sitting up in his crib somewhere, man. You know what I mean?
All right, baby. What we got? Well, we got a couple more minutes to end the show. About 12 minutes?
We got some time here. We got about 15.
Let's talk some basketball, baby.
Yes.
So we're going to talk some basketball. So obviously we know that NBA preseason is starting. We were watching the Mavs versus the Hornets yesterday, and the Mavs beat the Hornets by like 69 points. There's a lot of preseason going on. The official NBA season starts Tuesday, October 19th. The Milwaukee Bucks will host the Brooklyn Nets, and the Los Angeles Lakers will host the Golden State Warriors. So we're going to talk about the Nets and the 76ers, specifically being Kyrie Irving and Ben Simmons. Because no one really cares what your name is now, man. You're a drama queen. But Kyrie Irving, so we'll just kind of give you the facts here. Kyrie Irving has indicated he will not be getting any version of the COVID-19 vaccine. Obviously, respect his choice, whether he wants it or not. He wants to be a voice for the voiceless. It started out as he couldn't play any home games, but he could play the 41 away games. But now the Brooklyn Nets are saying, hey, Kyrie, we don't really want you practicing or participating in any of our stuff going on right now. So I guess the question now is, there's a couple, I guess, and we'll just kind of lead it to an open conversation here. Will Kyrie Irving end up getting the vaccination? Will he retire? We saw some on Instagram. He said, don't worry, I won't retire. Will he sit out? Will he do like a James Harden? I don't know, man. Where is Kyrie stand with the Brooklyn Nets? Does he get traded? Do we see a trade from Kyrie Irving? You kind of tell me your thoughts. I just know that the Brooklyn Nets have a thing about their favorites to win it all. and they want to be togetherness. They're together, and that's their theme. So they're kind of excluding Kyrie Irving out of the mix right now.
Right. So this is the biggest thing when it comes down to Kyrie Irving, because I understand he has this big platform of being a, you know, NBA superstar, and he wants to get his voice and stand up for the things that he believes in. And I'm all with that. He can have all of that, but you have to start to think as a player, and if you're in Kyrie's shoes, that A, COVID's not going away and they're not going to change the rules just because you're Kyrie and you're doing this.
Right.
Because they've already said that they're not going to do that. You know what I mean? So that's one thing you have to know as Kyrie, and he's not going to get paid for half the games. He's going to get 50% of his paycheck this year if he doesn't play a single game. So money is not really the biggest issue for him.
Right.
I boil it down to being a good teammate. If you're Kevin Durant, you pretty much handpicked Kyrie to be on your team, to be part of this big three.
Right.
And if you rely on him to be on the floor every night and he's not out there, that's being a bad teammate.
Right.
In Kyrie's shoes, if you're Kyrie, you gotta be responsible enough to you sit there and say on your IG that you want to be, you know, part of the NBA run and win championships, and that's my dream. But if you're not on the floor, how can you chase that dream?
So here's the thing, man. The big three being in Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden only played like a regular season of like 8 or 9 games last year. So I think there's rumor out right now that Kevin Durant will not lose any sleep if Kyrie is traded, because it's Kevin Durant. He's almost debatably the best player in the world right now. Sorry, LeBron. So that's the question. And then obviously the Nets signed KD to, I think it was a 4-year, $198 million, somewhere around there. Fact check me on that. And then they were going for that's for 4 years, so the 25-26 season. And then they were going for Kyrie with that same deal, the 4-year, however much. And then James Harden, the 4-year, however much. Now they're saying, and I don't know if it's a scare tactic, Kyrie, we'll pay you the 50% for the away games, but we're not giving you a contract extension. And then now it's kind of James Harden to kind of play that role with KD, sign the contract extension. Although Harden's came out and said that he's going to wait a year. He's got this opt-out thing next year, kind of play the market a little bit. But after the season, pretty much, he can wait and see to make if he'll make more money in a contract instead of signing right now. That's what the NBA does. I don't really know how logistics work, but
right. So the biggest thing on that, though, is if Kyrie is not going to be able to play, they're going to need production out of their starter in the point guard position. So if it's not Kyrie, I don't think Kevin Durant at this point has any problem. He's kind of in the LeBron James shoes in terms of he can go to front management and say, I want this guy, I don't want this guy, and kind of build his team around. Because you're right, Kevin Durant, if not the best player, second best player behind LeBron James. Shout out Lakers. We're in LA.
Shout out Lakers, baby. LA.
But that is kind of where Kevin Durant, I feel like, is pushing this, you know, kind of situation. Because he, unlike, you know, James Harden, he needs, you know, other people around him to give him the ball in certain situations. Kyrie did a great job doing that. So that's kind of where I'm thinking, if he's not on the floor, trade him and get somebody in. It will probably be less value than what Kyrie is in his production, but Kevin Durant knows he's got James Harden on his side and himself. So he'll take anybody just so there's some type
of
production.
And not to mention, KD was less than an inch from making it to the finals and then probably winning the finals.
Right. And so, it was on his shoulders. He did that. He missed a shot. His foot was on the line, whatever, big thing last year. But yeah, Kevin Durant knows he's got it in the bag. He has that. You know, he got everything he needs to win a championship just by himself. So
the question is, will we see Kyrie get vaccinated? He said he's not anti-vax. And then, I don't know, he just doesn't look attractive on the trade market, so he's probably not going to get traded. We'll see what happens. Let's talk about some Ben Simmons here, man. So Kyrie is getting 50% of the check. Ben Simmons, on the other hand, a little bit different situation. Obviously, earlier in the summer, he came out and, I don't know, middle of the summer, maybe he came out and said he wanted to be traded. This whole thing, Joel, the teammates came out to L.A. where he's got this $22 million Calabasas house. He said, you know, I'm putting my house on the market in Philadelphia. But pretty much, long story short, he's been losing millions of dollars just for not showing up for these practices. And he's going to lose more if he doesn't show up for these games. So he says, hey, what's his name? Embiid or what's his name? What's the general manager's name?
I have no idea.
Oh, fuck. Okay, cool. what's his name?
That's a good question. I'm glad you
Hold up.
I'm glad you came prepared for this.
It's the guy. It's this.
Daryl Morey.
No, dude. The GM, Elton Brand.
Elton Brand.
Yes. So he randomly gives Elton Brand, the general manager of the Sixers, a text and saying, hey, I'm here at the facility. What, like last week? So long story short, update on Ben Simmons. He's taking a COVID test to start the process. I guess he's showing up to practice. He's lost a lot of millions of dollars already. The biggest question with Ben Simmons and the 76ers is, can they reconcile? He feels the teammates feel disrespected. And being in the Philadelphia market and you have the fans around you and everything, it's a matter of the fact that, are you going to show up to play? And if you do, are you going to play well and give effort? And your team does well, because not to mention they were number one in the Eastern Conference last year with Ben Simmons. When he's on the floor, they do a tremendous job. Or is he just not going to give any effort? He still wants to be traded. He just wants to make the money, and then he doesn't give the effort. And then at that point, fucking fans are going to fire his ass.
Right. So this is the thing with Ben Simmons. He's going to try to play this James Harden-esque, like, I guess, deal, how James Harden did in Houston. You know, he's asked for a trade. I think the fans, you bring up the fans, and I think that's the most important part. They've been working on this quote-unquote rebuild for the last 5 years. And everybody time after last year, they got the number one seed, didn't, you know, get it done in the playoffs. And it's like, it's okay, you know, the rebuild's coming. We know, as watching NBA fans and people like us that watch basketball, the 76ers, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid combination does not work. So one way or another, Ben Simmons needs to leave and get his money and just go. Again, I don't think Joel Embiid cares how much he gets back in that trade package anyway. Elton Brand, they just want to move on and restart this rebuild. Is that fair to say to you? You think? I don't think Ben Simmons will play for the 76ers.
I mean, they have a solid squad, man. We'll see what happens with the Philadelphia 76ers, where Ben Simmons will go. Like I said, with Kyrie Irving, I don't think he's that attractive on the trade market either. I think, you know, obviously, besides the money and not losing money, and that's why he's showing up to practice. But besides that, on top of that, maybe, is, you know, if he wants to be traded, he's got to show up for the team. You know, the Pacers, we're big Pacers, Indiana Pacers. I don't know why, man, we're Pacers fans. But you know, they want a lot of money and a lot of players and acquisitions from the Pacers. And it's Ben Simmons. Like, he can't shoot. They want Brogdon, LeVert, first round pick. I'm sorry. He can't shoot. So it's just, he's an all-star. Yes. And he's maybe a shot away from being LeBron James. Stephen A, where you at? But yeah, you show up for your team. You show that you're a loyal guy, at least. And then the question is just, will we see him play on Tuesday or that week, Tuesday, October 19th?
Yeah, so I don't think so.
I'll take 147 for 4 years.
I just don't think the 76ers want him anymore. That's what it comes down to. 76ers are ready to move on. They found that this doesn't work. Like I said, that combination doesn't work anymore. So let's move on. Get anything in return that you can, because you didn't trade him in the offseason. He's lost money, so he's low-key probably kind of pissed that he's lost almost $10 million this year. Already, and he hasn't even stepped foot on the court. So I think he'll demand a trade and get the hell out of here.
All right. Well, that's the basketball talk for us. Man, the man's a man, boys. Nashville 615, we appreciate the support from all the hometown, man. We really do appreciate you guys back in Nashville who tell us to keep going, keep killing it. This is our, season debut live in studio episode for season three. We're going to stick with the same stuff, man. We talk about modern day dating world. We love talking about chicks, man. I don't know. We're going to try to get authentic here at one of these bars. Who knows what's going to happen? No, I'm kidding. But yeah, man, we appreciate the support. We appreciate Dash Radio, their hospitality. We appreciate nothing but net all things basketball for rocking with us, man. And I guess, I don't know if you, Man to Man Podcast, all souls is Andy and Liam, man. Get at us. With that being said, we're going to namaste it out of here.
I was going to ask you, can I namaste these fools out of here in LA?
Hey, let's namaste. Hey, appreciate Griff for the support, man, all week. We really do appreciate Griff. JP, shout out. Thank you guys for listening.
Namaste to you guys. Namaste.
Namaste. Payson Nation, baby.
Woo! Yes, sir. Let's go, boy. Only in the night. It ain't about nothing. I'm straight hustling.